On a muggy July evening, a constant stream of cars cruises down the six-block stretch of Oakland Avenue. Except for the hum of traffic, it's a quiet evening. But that's not always the case, says Chris Janko, who's pushing a motor scooter toward his home.
I mean, last year I saw some guy get shot in the car and the car went into a building. I've seen multiple fights. Just last weekend, some guy with a shotgun shot off his shotgun like two or three times outside of right in front of my house.
One block down, Jada Pitts waiting for a ride. When asked if he thinks Oakland Avenue is dangerous, he shrugs.
Somewhat, but then again, not really. If a crime happens, it's probably pretty quiet, yeah. But you probably won't know everything.
It's not the best place to live, he says, but it's okay. Oakland Avenue sits snug between Smith Street and the edge of the Providence College campus. Many residents here are students. They aren't just PC students. They're also from Johnson & Wales, Rhode Island College, and others. The pizza boxes, red Solo cups, and sofa cushions littering the front yards of empty triple-deckers paint a landscape similar to any student neighborhood in any college town in America. Last summer in July, there were 12 crimes on Oakland Avenue. They were mostly property crimes, items stolen out of cars, vandalism, a few burglaries. At one address, there's a report of vandalism, and 3 days later, a burglary.
Nobody's going to mess with a woman walking.
No.
Well, little do they know they're big babies, as you can see.
Kayla, too nervous to give her last name, lives on Oakland Avenue. She's taking her dogs on their daily walk. Looking over the list of crimes that happened on her street last year, she's surprised by the number.
It does, because it's really not like considered, it's not like the south side of Providence. It's, you know, PC area. It's LaSalle's right down the street.
She says her elderly neighbor complains about how the street has gone downhill since the students arrived. One after another, the triple-deckers on Oakland Avenue have been turned into student housing. You can tell by the rental signs plastered on the front for the 02908 Club. It's a property owner and management company that caters to students. The buildings have names on them, like South Beach and Cocoa Beach.
So I think that it's people who don't live from Rhode Island, they're from out of state. They don't care. They have the school time and that's it.
A few blocks down, Rob Lena sits on his front porch looking at his smartphone. He's a Johnson & Wales student who's lived in the area for the last 4 years. He's not surprised by the dozen crimes that took place on Oakland Avenue last July.
No, not at all. My house was robbed.
He says it wasn't that long ago. He woke up at 3 a.m. to see someone leaving his room. He thought maybe it was a friend or a roommate.
Next thing I know, my roommate's running inside, and he's like, yo, somebody was just in the house, like, see if anything's missing. So I'm like, oh, that's who I saw in my room. So I go and I check, and my phone's gone.
So does he feel safe living on Oakland Avenue?
For the most part, I don't feel like I'm physically in danger. I mean, obviously, my, belongings might be in danger. You know, if you're careless and you leave doors open, I mean, you could get robbed very easily.
What sets crime in the Smith Hill neighborhood apart from other parts of Providence is that because of the student population, when they leave for the summer, crime actually cools down, while it heats up elsewhere. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.